China has parents on its mind, too. The government there has just made it a punishable offense not to visit your elderly mother and father. Not surprisingly, it's come in for some ridicule.
There's an element of ridiculousness, right? It's this idea that you're going to try to legislate love and how people care for their family members.
That's writer Bonnie Tsui. She wrote about the Visit Your Parents law for the Atlantic City site. But though seemingly ridiculous, she says the law has also got her thinking.
I think it speaks to a very real problem, you know, in this society that is relied on the traditions of filial piety and respect. You know, this safety net that has been in place is disappearing pretty fast. And what do you do with the hundreds of millions of people who are aging so quickly and their children are just vanishing to the cities to find work?
It seems to me that the government is somewhat at odds with itself because on the one hand, it's encouraging young people to move away from home to urban centers. And on the other hand, we now have this law saying, you know, wait a minute, you got to take care of your parents hundreds or thousands of miles away.
Absolutely. I think that the government is, of course, encouraging the continuing economic growth, the engine that is China right now. And things are going to change in society. And in this case, the speed at which it's happening is becoming something that the government is realizing is going to be a huge problem very, very soon and already is.
Now, you mentioned in your article that a few people have reacted to the law by saying, it sounds very Chinese. Now what does that mean?
Well, you know, on one hand, it's the tradition, right? So you always respect your elders and it's a given that you're going to take care of them when they get to a certain age. On the other hand, there's the idea of being, quote unquote, very Chinese is speaking to China as an authoritarian government that can even think about creating a law that would fill in for what traditions have. And I think the cynical take from what I've read out there is that the state kind of wants to offload the burden and responsibility for seniors on their children when they should be stepping in to take a more structured role, given these vast, vast shifts in society.
You admit this in your article, and you know, now we're going to announce it to millions of listeners. You are a scofflaw. Right? You are not.
I am a scofflaw.
You are not visiting your father back in China frequently.
I am as guilty as charged.
So do they come after you, or what do they do?
Well, one of the things I mentioned in the piece is that the law doesn't really make any provisions for children who live abroad. And my father lives in Guangzhou, and though I was born in New York, he's lived back in China for the last 20 years. And I certainly don't see him as often as I'd like to. And this has been on my mind, especially because I have two young children. And I actually spoke with him a couple of days ago, and he laughed. And as I mentioned in the story, he would cringe at being described as elderly. And I should specify that this law, 60 and older is the senior population in China. So that's their benchmark. It's not mine. I'm not calling him elderly. But I think that the conversation that we had was useful. And I think that this idea that the law can encourage this conversation between people to make the most of our time in terms of our relationships with our parents, I think most people would tend to agree with that.
Yeah, and in fact, this news story is getting picked up all over the world, and it has special resonance in other cultures where they bring their parents into their homes, Latin America especially, other places like that.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of striking a universal chord.
It is, and it's not just in China, and it's something that this particular case with this law, we might laugh at it at first, but when you really think about it, it has a universal applicability. And we will all get old and we will all need someone to care for us. And in many developed societies, as you mentioned, the population is aging at this pretty problematic clip. And these traditional pillars that have helped in many cultures are falling away. And so the question of what we do now is a pressing one.
Bonnie Tsui is a contributing writer to The Atlantic Cities. This is PRI.